Mauri wara e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millennia. Welcome back to a new podcast episode. Ko te kahu kura points on tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahunga no Ngāi Tūhoe, te whakatohea hoki. And I am your podcast host. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today we have a very exciting podcast episode, but before we get into it, of course, none of the information provided should be considered as financial advice, but I've got a copy of the full Māori Millennia disclaimer in the description below. Today we are interviewing Kim. Kim has over 22 years of experience in business, helping business owners get incredible results within their own businesses. She uses a holistic approach, and she started her journey actually with her own journey of being a business owner. She got into $250,000 worth of debt after running her first business, and now she's helping other business owners to improve their own money mindset to grow their businesses and become successful business owners too. She's also the author of an incredible book called Gifts from the Darkness. I spent my weekend reading this book and learning about some of the incredible challenges that Kim has been through and how she was able to use her mindset to look at these challenges instead of just struggles, but as opportunities to grow. I learned so much reading this book, and I haven't quite finished it yet, but I'm so excited to finish it so that I can continue learning more about her journey. So I'm really excited to have her on the show today, and I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. Let's just get straight into it. Mauri ora. Kia ora, Kim. I'm so excited to have you here with us on the Māori Millennia podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tika Kura. It's so wonderful to be here, so thank you for having me.
That's all good. I'm so excited. My first question for you is about those formative years of business. What was this like for you?
Oh, such a good question. It was really emotional. It was really scary and it was overwhelming, and I didn't really feel capable, to be honest. There was lots of fears and doubts that came up, and I started in business 22 years ago, so I was pretty young back then. It was pretty unheard of back then for a 22-year-old to be running a business. I know you're younger than that now, and it's so much more common now for teenagers to be getting into business, which is awesome. Back then, it was pretty unheard of. So it was quite a daunting circumstances to put myself in. And I actually started in quite unusual circumstances. So I was studying full-time at uni, studying computer science, which is similar to you as well. And I was 1 month out from getting married to my fiance, and then my fiance got made redundant from his high-paying job. So basically, this was in 2002, and the dot-com bust happened, and the whole IT industry just ended up in an absolute disarray, right? So it was interesting times. Like, he was the breadwinner. We're going to be the breadwinner for our house once we got married, and we had a big wedding costs and everything like that. So it was a bit daunting, and he wasn't able to get another job in the industry since it was in such decline. And so we decided to start a web development business together. Not the most logical move, to be honest, considering the industry is, downsizing and all the disaster. But it really was something that did feel right to both of us. And I'm a person who's hugely led by my intuition. And so even though logically it didn't make sense, it just felt right. And so we did it. We kind of like took the leap, and we were totally out of our depth. But I don't really know if it was beginner's luck, but the first year went pretty well. And we were doing okay. We were like, okay, cool, we've got this. And then after that, year two, things got really, really challenging. And we racked up a whole lot of debt, and we were struggling to get clients, and we were just kind of struggling with every area of the business, to be honest. Like, it was just going downhill quite fast. The wheels were coming off. And that's when we realized that we were really good at what we provided, which was, web development services, but we had very, very little business skills. And it was quite an eye-opener to know, well, hang on, we actually don't know anything about business. Like, we kind of just jumped in this really, naively, and we're finding our way in this business world, and we didn't really have any clue what we were doing. So in order to turn that around, we actually hired a business coach and learned how to run a successful business and kind of like the foundations of business, the important things that you need to know in order to make a business thrive and successful. So that was kind of how our years went, and we did turn that business around and get it to a very successful place.
Wow, that is actually incredible, and I can totally relate to you on that first kind of years being very overwhelming. I'm still in my first few years of business, but it's just every day is a new opportunity to learn and a new opportunity to grow. But sometimes it's just like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? So I can totally get you.
Yeah, there'll be many more moments of questioning yourself, I'm sure, over the years. Like, I still have moments of that when I'm just like, what am I doing? But it's all worth it, and it's all so fulfilling.
Yeah, awesome. I spent my weekend reading parts of your book. I haven't quite finished it yet, but it's been so awesome learning about your journey. And one particular piece that I found really interesting was your story about debt and how you were able to get out of this. So would you be able to share a little bit more about your debt story and what happened there and how you got into debt, how you got out of debt? I'm just so interested in this.
Yeah, it's a good story. you don't get into $250,000 of debt overnight. So it did happen over many years, and really it happened because we stuck our head in the sand and we weren't paying attention to our finances. You know, we got our business to be quite successful, that web business. And we were focused on building wealth and having a great life and all this. And we were definitely spending up large, more than we should have been. And we also made a really stupid decision to follow some experts that were talking about borrowing money to invest. And we did a huge amount of research on it. We did like months of research into this from a whole lot of different angles, and the research we did was really convincing. It was really solid. And so we borrowed a whole lot of money and we started investing in stock markets and stock auctions. And bad timing came because then it was the GFC that essentially knocked us out. So the GFC just absolutely obliterated all of our investments almost overnight. And there were days where we lost like $20,000 in a day. It was just like, what on earth? And so it was kind of the combination of getting into debt was partly stuff that was out of our control, right? Bad timing, and partly us being bad with finances and not being disciplined, essentially, and making some really bad financial choices. Yeah.
Wow. And what about after this? So once you'd gotten into debt, what was that journey like of getting out of debt?
Oh boy, it was big. It was really hard. I mean, I can definitely say it was probably one of the hardest times of my life when you find yourself in this massive gaping financial hole, right? Like, we're $250,000 in debt. We also have a young baby. And I was suffering from postnatal depression as well. And so it just felt like the world was on top of us. It felt like there was no way out. Like, it just felt impossible. And we really had to make a choice, right? Like, we, you know, so the day we found out we were $250,000 of debt, we just got to the point where we're like, we don't think our finances are that good. Like, we really need to sit down and tally it up, because we were just sticking our heads in the sand. Like, we actually had no clue. I wouldn't have even thought it would have been over 100,000. Like, that's how much we had our heads in the sand. And that's often what people, like, what we do, right? We just kind of ignore it and we just, it'll be sweet. It'll be fine, you know? And so, yeah, that day when we tallied it up, we were just in complete and utter shock. But ultimately, we decided that we had a choice. Like, we can file for bankruptcy and, have the consequences of that come with that. or we can take full responsibility for the situation that we're in. You know, some of it's our fault, some of it's not entirely our fault. We can sit there and be victim and blame so many things for the situation, but ultimately taking responsibility for where we were at and making that choice that, you know what, we're going to get out of this by ourselves. That was the choice we made. And so it was literally step by step, moving through that, realizing how bad we had been with money, taking ownership of that, and looking to shift our mindset around money and our habits around money and our spending and what we were saying yes to and what we were saying no to, and having to step by step get ourselves kind of out of that deep dark impossible hole. It was hard. It wasn't simple. Sometimes we were going backwards, but we knew that we could. Like, you know, once you get a certain amount down the path, we were like, okay, we can actually do this. Like, we can actually make this happen. But it's really slow. It was really slow. It wasn't like an overnight, oh, yay, we were $250,000 of debt. And now, yay, we're out of $250,000 of debt. It was slow and it was long and it was hard. And it was boring, you know, like it's not sexy when you're having to make hard choices and being quite frugal and putting everything you've got into clearing that debt. But our why was really strong and we had a really, you know, we essentially created a really good vision of what we wanted our life to be. Like, we didn't want this to be the end of our lives. Like, we were still in our 20s and we were like, we don't want this to be to define the rest of our lives going forward. And so it was a really powerful kind of an empowering choice that we had to make at the time to make the stand and go, nah, we're going to make this happen and we're going to move this forward and we're going to achieve this. And we did, which was awesome.
How inspiring. I really believe that taking responsibility really is that first kind of step that a lot of people really struggle to actually do, because it's really hard to actually say, you know, actually, you know, whether someone else played a role in it or not, actually, yes, I did make some mistakes and I'm really the person who got me here. I'm the person who's going to be able to take me out of there. But it's so difficult. It's so hard. So honestly, that's just an incredible, incredible story and journey.
Yeah, it is really hard when there is some, you know, I guess something else at play as well. And it's really easy to get into that victim mode and that blame mode. But the thing is, that doesn't really help you. You know, it's kind of like, do you want to move yourself forward or do you want to be stuck in the same place? Because sitting in the kind of blame and the victim and the, oh, this person has, you know, screwed me over, or this person has created the situation.
You're the only person that suffers.
You're the main person who suffers there. And so letting that go and just going, hey, I just need to let that go, forgive, move on, and go, this is where we are now and this is where we want to go. How are we going to get here? Like, how are we going to do this? And then move on that.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that I've loved most about reading your book is the holistic approach you take on life, on business, on everything, really. And the reason why I think it's so important is really because I have seen a lot of, you know, finance creators, and the piece that I thought was missing was this holistic approach. And in Te Ao Māori, we, you know, have a holistic approach when it comes to everything. And so I've really enjoyed this piece of your journey. Would you be able to share a little bit more about this holistic approach that you take and what this actually looks like for you in business and life and how this helps you?
Yeah, thank you. And I just acknowledge it is such a powerful thing to take on board and utilize in life. And I think, you know, I got that gift of, so as a teenager, I was really sick and I didn't have good health at all, right? And I thought that was kind of going to be my life, as this really sick, unhealthy person. And obviously was in $250,000 of debt. So I've had like the financial struggle and had struggles in relationships as well. And I think I really got to the lesson of like, what is the point of having huge success in one area like finances if you don't have your health, or if you don't have good relationships? You know, like if you're surrounded by toxic relationships, if you're surrounded by relationships filled with drama and pain and struggle, well, that's going to make you unhealthy anyway. but they're all interconnected. And so I really see this view of the world of everything is connected. You know, like we're connected to Mother Earth, and it's just like this energetic system that is tied into each other. And so why can't we, as people, have this view on life that we can live on this beautiful earth and help everyone win and help everything kind of succeed and win? Like, why can't we have this kind of like winning philosophy in all areas of life? Like, we don't need to be cutting other people down in order to get our success, or we don't need to put all of our financial success and goals first as the be all and end all to life and successfulness. Because I, you know a huge amount of super wealthy people that are miserable, unhappy. They have really bad relationships or really bad health, right? And you know, it doesn't take much to look at celebrities and see that is true as well. So it's like, having to me, I'm like, I love wealth. I've been building this mindset and philosophy of being wealthier for a long time. Even before we got into $250,000 of debt, it was like, yes, we're going to be wealthy and we're going to be successful and we're going to have this extraordinary life. Like, we really, really wanted that. We just had a little speed bump of yes. getting into massive debt on the way, right? So yeah, to me, it's like, why have one piece of the pie and everything else be kind of toxic or falling apart? Why not have this beautiful, life where we can actually have every area of that thriving and surviving? And that doesn't mean that everything is going to be balanced all the time. So it can be, you know, a bit hard. Like, when you're putting focus in one area, as you know, like building your business, then other areas can naturally suffer because your attention isn't there. And it's like, where your attention goes, well, energy flows. And so that kind of grows and improves, right? And so when your focus is all on your business, well, then your health and your relationships are generally going to suffer. And so for me, I'm always trying to look at, hey, how can I holistically look over my life and my impact in the world as well, and go, how can I kind of improve each of these little areas like a little bit instead of the massive leap? So it's kind of more about, hey, how can I make these little tweaks, these little small steps to improve this area? And then, okay, right over here, what do I need to tweak and improve in this little area? And then to the next area, right? And so that's how I view and approach my life and my business, is I'm always looking over every area of my business and going, how can I make some tweaks to kind of improve it a bit? And then over a year, that actually adds up to significant improvements. And I'm just about, you know, in life, kind of trying to get everyone to win, rather than necessarily just, you know, a few people winning and everyone else down the bottom more miserable. It's like, yeah, let's lift everyone up and let's help everyone to win.
That's beautiful. I love that so much. You've been able to overcome some really, really tough experiences within your life. For those listening in today who possibly are also in debt or are struggling with their life, their mindset, their business, what would some key pieces of advice you could share with them to kind of get started on improving? Because from my own experiences, when you're really struggling, it's just so overwhelming to have, like, it feels like the world is on your shoulders and it's so hard to get out of that. So, you know, what tips could you give those listening in today who are in that position?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because as you said, I have been, you know, you've read my book, I have been in some really dark places a lot of times in life. And I think, you know, it is a hard place to be, and it's good to acknowledge that it is hard and where you are as well. there's, like, I love mindset and inner game, like how our inner world is influencing our outer world, because to me that has such a massive impact on the results that show up. So I kind of started getting into that mindset inner game stuff when I was like 24, and it really helped me. It's helped me to turn around every massive challenge I've had in my life. Is how we look at the world, what thoughts, what beliefs we have, and how we're feeling about situations. And there's a lot of, you know, people like, oh, you just got to think positive. And that actually, it doesn't help. It's kind of, yeah, like well-intentioned advice. But the problem is that you have the surface level, right? What's going on in the surface? And then you have what's going on underneath, which is all that the inner game mindset stuff that's going on inside, right? And when we put on top of hard, challenging situations that people are going through, and there's, you know, no doubt people are going through massive challenges right now, right? Financially, relationships, health and well-being, massive challenges. And so when we just put, hey, positive, you know, thinking on top of that, this is still all under the surface, right? And so it doesn't actually make any sustainable or lasting changes, which is why, oh, yes, I'm going to think positive for a few days and then I'm just going to fall back into my, you know, hard, challenging, depressive states of emotions and mood, and I'm not really going to move forward on that. And so really the you know, there's many steps to it. But one of the big things is kind of actually, for me, acknowledging that it is hard and that we are in a really hard place, and being more compassionate to ourselves in terms of what we're going through, because, you know, everyone on this planet has just been through so much. Everyone has hurting. Everyone goes through challenges. And we often forget that. Like, often we can feel in our own little bubble of like, I'm going through this hard stuff and no one understands, and I'm the only one. And it might be that you are the only one going through your specific stuff, but know that actually every person is going through something. They're going through some hard stuff, and some people's hard stuff is bigger and harder than other people's hard stuff, but it's still all hard. And so we need to have a lot more self-compassion for ourselves. We need to also not be letting our minds take over and showing us that the whole picture is the bad stuff. So what often happens when we're in challenges is our perspective and our focus narrows down into a very tiny, narrow, part of the world of like the entire perspective is filled up with challenges, or this is bad, or, nothing's working, right? And so our whole world fills up with this kind of negative viewpoint. And we're wired this way. So we're, as humans, we've got this thing called a negative bias, where we focus on the bad stuff. We focus on what's wrong. But we blow it up into being our whole entire world. And so what we miss is actually when we open up our viewpoint to go, hey, that's just a tiny piece of it. And we open up our perspective and we open up our viewpoint, then we can actually see that there's a lot of really good stuff in our life. There's a lot of things that we do have, and there's a lot of things that are going right. And there's a lot of progress that maybe we have made. And also there's a lot to be grateful for as well. And gratitude is a really big thing, and it's hard to do when you're in that hard place. But I am a firm believer that you can have gratitude while you're also feeling those really hard emotions during that challenging time. So I've certainly used gratitude as a really powerful tool for me when I'm in those hard times. It's like, yes, we're $250,000 of debt, but we also have this beautiful baby who I was someone who always wanted a baby growing up. Like, I just felt like this is something that I have to do in life. And I got told when I was 20 that I couldn't have kids. And so it was like the most soul-destroying thing, for my being to really go through that and to process that fact that I may never be able to have children of my own. And in this moment of we're in this massive impossible hole that just feels like there is nothing good in it, well, we were still in a house and we still had, you know, some food to eat. And we still had this beautiful baby, this miracle of life with us. And we still had a car. We couldn't put much petrol in it, but we still had a car. And, you know, we still had internet. And there's just so many things that we kind of take granted. We had, you know, we had water flowing through our taps. And, you know, obviously there's going to be people that might listen to this and go, well, I don't have water flowing through my taps, or I don't have, you know, this or that. But it's like, well, what do you have? Even if it's the smallest thing. Oh, well, hey, the weather's really nice today. Or, hey, I got a hug from, you know, my mum today. Or whatever small thing it is, you can always find some gratitude in even the darkest moments. And pulling yourself out of just focusing on the bad, focusing on the negative, can be a real turnaround for seeing more of the whole picture. So it's not just like faking it and going, oh, hey, well, I'm going to think positive and, you know, have to go, there's only good stuff. It's like, no, we're just giving you more of the picture of what's going on instead of being in that kind of like narrow focus. And also when you open it up, you can also see there's choices, there's possibilities, there's opportunities. Like, we live in a world with so many opportunities nowadays. Like, it's never been easier in life to start a business and to grow it online, you know, with very little investment into it. Never been easier. We've never had the technology or, you know, the products in our life to actually live such amazing lives. And so we often kind of forget that, you know, that it was like 70 years ago, no one had hot water running through their houses. And that's not that long ago, you know. And so it's not about just being false positive or, you know, positive all the time. It's just about opening it up to a more holistic picture to go, hey, yes, there's bad stuff here, but there's also good stuff here. And yes, there's some challenges here, but there's also a whole lot of opportunity and possibilities here that I might be able to utilize and tap into to move whatever situations we're in forward.
Mm, that's absolutely awesome. And I totally, totally relate to you on all of that, because during my darkest moments was when I actually realized how ungrateful I really was. And it was my mentor who actually reflected that in me. And I was like, wow, like, I didn't actually realize that. And like, I couldn't see all of the, you know, amazing things that I actually did have, but I would obviously focus on all of the negative things. And so throughout my journey, I was like, I actually still don't know like what I should be grateful for. And she was like, whatever you would hate to lose, like, that's what you should be grateful for. And it's like, that's so true. Like, how many things do we have every single day that, you know, we take for granted, and it's not until they're gone that you actually truly go, oh, I really, really miss that. But it's like, we should be grateful while we have it, and practicing that every single day. For myself has been life-changing, and I'm just so much happier and all of these things, because it doesn't really matter, you know, what is happening, if I can always be grateful for everything, even the challenges, because challenges in and of themselves are just lessons, they're opportunities to grow, like, no matter how hard they are. And often you can't, you know, during that mental war, it feels impossible to do that, but it truly does help change your life when you can be grateful for it. So that's been
I mean, te kahu kura, you just have no idea how lucky you are to have got this wisdom at your age. Like, you, it's just going to take you so far, because it is such a powerful lesson in doing life and getting far no matter what the challenges are. And, you know, like, I wrote a book called Gifts from the Darkness. It's all about getting those like life lessons and the gifts out of those hard times. And you're right, because in those times, they are, even as hard as they are, they give you these gifts, and they turn you into the person who can do more, who is able to cope with more. Like, I am so grateful, as much as every single one of my challenges in life has been so challenging, I'm so grateful for them. I don't necessarily want to go through them again, but I'm so grateful for them because they've really helped me to shape me into the person I am today. And that is a completely different person than I was 22 years ago. Like, I was a shy, introverted person who couldn't talk to anyone. I failed English at school and have dyslexia, so writing a book was completely impossible. Becoming a coach and speaker was completely impossible. Like, I couldn't even ring up a local friendly takeaways place and put in an order. Like, I would literally get my husband to pull over on the side of the road and be like, "You're ringing up. I can't talk to them." And now it's like I've, you know, spoken in front of audiences with hundreds of people in them, and I can't, you know, sometimes I have to just sit there going, "Is this actually real?" Because the old Kim from 22 years ago has come so far, and it's because of those challenges that have really, you know, shaped and grown me and helped me to get those beautiful life lessons that have got me to who I am now and able to have the impact that I'm having. So I'm so grateful for them.
Well, and I'm so grateful for you being here today and sharing your story with us all, Kim. Thank you so much. And tēnei te mihi ki a koe. Thank you so much for your time. If anyone's wanting to support you, buy a book, I've got all of the links below. But is there any way in particular that you'd like people to get in contact with you, or if they would like to support you on your journey, how best should they do that?
So you can go to my website, amazingbusiness.com, and that has all my coaching and group programs or one-on-one coaching there. So you can check that out. Or if you want to buy a copy of my book, you can go to giftsfromthedarkness.com. I would love it if I could give one more really powerful tip, if that's okay.
Yes, I would love that.
Something that's just really practical for your audience, because this has been one of the most powerful tools that I have found and used over my journey. And it's got me through so many challenges. And it's called quality questions. And so what quality questions are is it is about asking yourself quality questions that are going to lead to the outcome that you want, right? So first you get clarity on what you want. It's also really good to ask yourself why you want it. And then ask yourself clarity questions of how to make that happen, or what do you need to do to make that happen? Because so often we are asking ourselves really disempowering questions. Like, why am I such a loser? Why am I so bad with money? Why does everything go wrong with me? You know, all these really disempowering questions that aren't useful. And so a really powerful tool is to ask yourself instead, drop the disempowering questions and ask yourself quality questions that are going to help to get you to what you want to create. So like, hey, what would it take for me to make an extra $1,000 this month? Or what would it take for me to, you know, get that opportunity that I'm looking for? What would it take for me to grow my wealth by $10,000 this month? Those sorts of questions are going to get you thinking differently, and it's also going to give you different answers. It's going to open up that perspective so that you can move forward on them and get answers that you need. So that's a little kind of practical tip that people can use to make it all happen.
That's so helpful. Thank you so much, Kim. I do that as well, and it like works wonders. So everyone listening in today, make sure to do that because it really, really works. But yeah, thank you so much, Kim. I really, really appreciate your time and for you being with us today. I've learned so much, and I'm sure everyone else listening into today's podcast episode would have also. So thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Te Kahu Kura. I really appreciate you and having me here today. Thanks.
Wow, that was such an awesome episode. I really enjoyed interviewing Kim, and I hope that you guys all enjoyed learning more about her journey. Also, if you guys have any feedback, any questions, or any podcast recommendations or requests for me to record, then please just send those through. I always love getting those. But I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all again next week. Ka kite!